With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning Re-Show.
Starts right now.
Mix 94.1.
It is Thursday. Welcome to the pre-show. 5:30. A little gloomy, a little cloudy out there on your Thursday morning. How are you?
I'm ready for some sun. I like this change, but I'm just ready for a little sun. I don't probably get tired of it, but I'm ready for some sun and some heat.
Yeah, I have to admit I kind of like this. I like being in May and having it not be 110 degrees.
Yeah, just give me some less rain or maybe kick it up to our natural normal high of low 90s. I know, for some reason, last night it was just getting to me.
Like, is it affecting your mood?
I was chilly last night and I just didn't feel like going outside with the dog because I felt like it was cold out, but in essence, it was, 60 degrees, which is kind of sad to say that. So part of me was like, I just want some sun. I think we're getting it on Saturday, so that'll be nice.
Well, the bright side of it is your power bill's not going to be as bad as it usually is because your AC is not going to be running to keep you cool. So there's always an upside to it all.
Not to be the naysayer.
Oh, but?
But I signed up, and I think it's a really great deal, but I signed up where my power bill, they took an average.
Oh,
and it's the same dollar amount every month, whether I'm cranking the AC 24/7 or if I'm never running it, it averages out. And I feel like I'm saving money in the summertime, so at that point, it's still the same.
Well, you know, I tried my best to try to change your bad mood into a good one.
In an awesome mood. I'm just saying, I'm ready. I'm ready for the sun.
I get it. I think a lot of people probably feel the same way. I feel like deep in my heart, I'm more of like a Seattle vibe kind of person. I didn't love the city of Seattle, but I do like the... I like the kind of calmness that comes with a grayer kind of day. But I'm sure as the days go on, you get tired of that. I'm sure people living in Seattle are like, are you crazy? This is insane.
If it's 24/7.
Yeah.
I heard in Seattle, it's not a constant rain, but it always feels like there's like a light mist just kind of blowing.
I did feel that every time I've gone there. Speaking of Seattle, my husband and my daughter are actually going up there this weekend.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. My daughter has a volleyball tournament and I have to stay down here with my youngest because she has a volleyball tournament here in town. So we're kind of splitting up. So they're headed up that way. And he was looking at the weather and he made a comment about it. Oh my gosh, it's going to be cold up there. I'm like, how cold? And he's like 60 something. I'm like, well, that's not cold. And he's like, well, it's probably going to rain. I'm like, okay, it does get a little chilly up there.
I just look at the weather right now. Scattered showers today, high of 70.
That's so weird to hear in the middle of May. My mom had snow this week in Colorado.
Did she really?
She had 3 inches of snow. The weather is just wacky. It's really crazy.
Some snow at Mount Charleston.
Yeah.
2 days ago or earlier this week, snow at Mount Charleston.
It's a weird year for weather, but other than that, you know, not a lot to complain about.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Life is grand, baby. Life is good.
Let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear All Night Long by Lionel Richie? By Sean Colvin. Or do you want to hear Everything You Want by Vertical Horizon?
He's everything you want. He's everything you need. He's everything.
Those are your choices. You can text us or call us at 702-364-9400. Sorry, I didn't mention all the check-ins. There's so many this morning. There's no way I could have read all of them, but we see you guys. You can also tweet us at Mercedes in the AM or vote on Facebook, 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Here here's what's trending with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Jonas Brothers are trending this morning. They have just revealed the official track list for their Happiness Begins album. There are going to be 14 songs on the record, including this one, Sucker, Cool. Some of the other track titles include Roller Coaster, Don't Throw It Away, and Happy When I'm Sad. Happiness Begins will be out June 7th. The Jonas Brothers are also going to be here in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on October 18th.
Are you going to see them when they come to town, or is the plan to try to go see them?
I'm hoping to, yeah. I would love to go see them. The concert sold out almost immediately.
Sold out?
Like, just boom, sold out. So, yeah, let's cross our fingers on that one. Are you a fan or not enough to go see?
I like that. If tickets came my way, I'd definitely go. Yeah. To me, there's concerts that are just experiences, and I think a Jonas Brothers concert is just an experience. Anyone going to be on StubHub watching tickets? No, but if something comes my way, that'd be a fun one to go to.
Yeah, that's I don't know. I've loved them for a long time, and then my kids grew up on Camp Rock. Like, that show was, that movie, I've seen it. I know it by heart. And so, yeah, I really want to see them. I think it'll be really good. Also trending this morning is distraction. A new study says nearly 100% of open office workers are distracted by their coworkers. You thought the answer was social media, didn't you? No, it's by their other coworkers. We're talking about like those pits where everyone has their desk in their little cubicle. Almost 100%, 99 to be exact, 99% of workers say they're distracted. The biggest reasons are loud coworkers on the phone, office celebrations, coworkers talking nearby, table and video games, and phone ringers or alarms. Now, 70% say they would be more productive and they would concentrate better if open office chaos was cut down.
If you were back there in that kind of environment, would you want the open setting? Do you like the cubicle setting? Or would you want your own tiny little office where you could shut the door and get that privacy to make calls and do whatever you need to do at certain times?
100% the third one. Is there anyone that would not pick that one? I like the social aspect of it, but if you're there to work, I get distracted so easily. It's crazy. I was doing work the other night for the show, and I literally started at like 6 o'clock, and then it's like 8:30, and I'm like, what did I do? I just start looking at other things, and then I need to concentrate. I have a hard time with that.
We have where our sales staff and business staff is, it's cubicles, and a lot of the account executives will come back here to our green room when they need privacy to make a phone call.
Yeah. How can you talk with other people?
Yeah, where they go outside and they'll walk outside and you see them on the phone walking outside. I'd be doing the same thing, because whether you're just doing some business or you got to call home to your wife or something, you want that privacy.
Yeah, that's pretty sacred. So I guess that's the goal, to work your way up so you get the corner office with the door or something. So that's trending. All in the Family is trending this morning. Last night, the live updated version of the show was back after a collaboration between ABC, Norman Lear, and Jimmy Kimmel. It started with Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei as Archie and Edith Bunker.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Did you watch it?
For like two or three minutes.
Really?
Just to check it out. And yeah, literally for 2 minutes, I think.
I literally watched the whole thing.
Did you really?
And I loved it. I thought it was so cute. I never watched those shows. I mean, we were pretty young.
I remember seeing them like on Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon.
Definitely familiar with them, but I wasn't around when they were on first run.
I couldn't believe how they stood the test of time with some of the things that are going on today. It was the original scripts. It wasn't anything different. It was live, though, so it didn't go off without a hitch. Jamie Foxx playing George Jefferson. He did flub his lines at one part, and he even acknowledged the mistake on the show. Here's when that happened.
But you know, we were broke, so all we could afford, all we could, all is live. Everyone sitting at home just think their TV just messed up.
It was funny. They were all kind of standing there like, what? But I thought it was really cute. That's trending. And then Taco Bell is trending this morning. They announced that their Steal a Game, Steal a Taco promotion is returning for the 2019 NBA Finals. When the road team steals a win from the home team, everyone in America will score a free Doritos Locos Taco. If it happens, you get your free taco on Tuesday, June 18th, between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. I saw that the NBA ratings are really down this year. Yeah. Maybe this will get them to watch.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
971.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and GC.
6 o'clock on Thursday. And congratulations, Clark County students. It is your last day of school.
If that don't suit you, that's a drag.
Also teachers and administration as applicable. I know sometimes they have to stay a little later to wrap things up, but last day of school for Clark County. How exciting. Oh my goodness. I'm sad that you guys are going to be gone for a couple months, but super excited for you. That's like the best.
Did you do anything special on your last day of school? Would your mom do anything with you guys, or just get on the bus, go home, and just start the summer celebration?
We didn't do anything like really special that day. I just know that we would, you know, throw away all of our books and our school supplies and everything that we had. And then we would go out to dinner. I think our dad would take us out to dinner or take us to McDonald's or something. We were so excited to celebrate. But just sleeping in that next day and knowing, like, I can do this continually. Unless you have a job. Because then when I got older and I started to get a job, like, oh, I gotta go to work.
But the purest of when you were a young little kid, zero worries, and and summer's a long time. It's a long break. But I remember same thing. My mom would pick us up at school, and she would take us to the mall. That was like our little treat. We'd go to the mall as a family after school. And then the same thing, waking up and just thinking that, man, we've got off for so long. This is crazy.
That's like such a long time to be on vacation.
With no worries, none. No job. All you have to do is wake up, go outside and play.
It's so exciting. I actually am really excited for the kids who are celebrating their final day today. I feel bad because one of my daughters, it's her last day. The other daughter, she still has another week to go.
And that's probably an eternity to her, right?
Like, yeah, she's just like, wait, why do I got to keep going to school? I'm like, that's the way it goes, my friend.
Did she get it on the backside, though? Did she start a week later?
I think she did. And that was fine when that was happening. Yeah. She had no issues with that. But for her, next week is like field day, and it's kind of like the wrap up. So I think it's going to still be a good week, but... Yeah, that's pretty exciting. So congratulations. I wish the weather was going to be nicer. It's kind of like scattered showers throughout the day. So.
Yeah. Did you do senior week when you graduated from high school?
Senior week as like wear this that day? And
no.
What are you talking about?
This is an East Coast thing. So we graduated. We had our graduation on, like the graduation itself was either Friday or Saturday. And the next morning we all went down to the Jersey Shore for an entire week. All the seniors would go to the Jersey Shore and you rent a house. And you just stay down there, no parents down there, and it's just, you're hanging out, you're partying, you're going to the beach, you're doing the boardwalk, you're just living it up for an entire week.
That sounds fun. No, we didn't do anything like that. That must have been an East Coast thing.
Here's the thing, though. I did senior week after I graduated, and we went back for 3 more years after that.
Oh,
did a
you were
week.
That guy.
But it was we were not partying with the high school kids. It was just my buddies and I would go back the following June and get a house for a week. And following it, we did it for 3 years.
To hang out with the high schoolers. Sweet. That sounds awesome. I remember you at the parties and you would show
but they
up
were
and
all,
everyone, was
everyone
like,
had just graduated.
Who's that dad? And they're like, no, that's Scott Tyler.
No,
he graduated 2 years ago. Oh.
I was 17 when I graduated. So I did it when I was 17. I went down when I was 18 and I did it when I was 19.
34. Took 2 years off, went back when I was 36.
I'm going this year. I got a flight on Saturday. I'm going to the Jersey Shore.
You show up like, who's ready to party, guys? Who's ready to party?
I do remember making a proclamation with my buddies like, we're doing this every year. Wife or kids, we'll come
friends.
Back.
We're friends forever.
Haven't talked to them in X amount of years.
Are you at least Facebook friends?
Well, one of the buddies that would go to Senior Week was the buddy that reached out and asked me for tickets for his friend that's coming to town in June.
So you are not friends anymore, basically, is the situation.
You should do it. Do Senior Week.
I was just happy to get out of the friend drama that I liked having a break from my friends. I didn't want to hang out with them I needed a good 2 weeks to kind of detox from my friends.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd gradually start hanging out with each other over the summer.
Summer. We're going to miss you guys.
Don't go. Yeah. Just listen or download the podcast at the very least.
Stay with us. So you got a chance to win $1,000 this morning. What a way to start your summer break. 720, be here for that hour's winning keyword. We have your tickets to Summer Jam, which is taking place 1 week from tonight. Those tickets are coming up in 15 minutes. We'll do them at 6:20. One Republic tickets coming your way. Janet Jackson tickets at 8:20. I didn't think we'd get a winner. I feel like the Secret Sound went fast. I thought it'd be a little bit longer.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, we were at $300, right?
$294,
I think, yeah. $294, so, it could have gone. I thought it was an easy sound, so I was actually surprised it went as long as it did. Yeah,
we have a new Terrible's Secret Sound. We'll give it to you at 9:10, and we reset the jackpot at $94. And then coming up here in the dirt, we have a new king. Something has happened on TV that has not happened in 24 years. I'll give you the details coming up in 7 minutes. Little BTS on this Thursday morning. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and coming up here in just about 3 minutes, your tickets to Summer Jam Girl Power.
We'd never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's do this.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Tom Hanks says that the staff at the Stagecoach Festival wouldn't serve him a beer because he didn't have a bracelet proving that he was 21. So they told him he had to go have his ID verified, get a bracelet, and then come back. So Tom is 62 and thought that was a little excessive. Plus, he's Tom Hanks. But they wouldn't budge. He even tried bribing them with tickets to the Toy Story 4 premiere. And they said, no, need the bracelet. So he eventually got a bracelet and got himself a beer.
I saw that interview with Ellen. I actually sided with the people that didn't give him the bracelet.
Really?
Yes, because they were doing their job. They said that everyone has to go. It was a verification booth. You have to go at this festival, at Stagecoach, you have to go to get these red bracelets that say, I'm over 21. Everyone has to do it. So just because you're a celebrity and just because you have gray hair doesn't mean you don't have to follow the rules.
But Tom Hanks
His wife was performing, though.
Was she sings?
Yeah.
Did she really?
That's why he was there.
So you're the husband of a performer. You're obviously over 21. And I don't think was he being taught, like, I am Tom Hanks. He was just like, hey.
I think he was pulling the Do You Know Who I Am card. And so that would really annoy me. Even though he's the most beloved celebrity in the world, Tom Hanks, I would have been like, okay, no, you have to. This person went and did all that. Because you're a celebrity, you don't have to do that. Okay, I see how it is.
I would have given him the beer.
You would. I know you would have. I probably would have, too, if we're being completely honest.
After a selfie, are you kidding me? And if you were to offer me tickets to the premiere of Toy Story 4, I'm like, well, sure, but what else do you got? What else can you give me, Tom Hanks?
Do you think he would really? He said, I offered to take them with me to the premiere. I'm like, yeah, right. Like, you were going to, over a beer?
Over a beer, yeah. Fly the person to L.A., put them up, Tom Hanks.
If you're that desperate for a beer, we need to talk.
That's a good point.
There's some problems here.
George Clooney's motorcycle accident last summer was a lot more serious than we realized. And even though he walked away from it without any serious injuries, George thought he was going to die. Listen to Clooney talking about this whole situation.
Split my helmet in half and knocked me out of my shoes. It hit hard. So it was bad. And I was just waiting for the switch to turn off because I broke his windshield with my head. And I thought, okay, well, that's my neck. If you get 9 lives, I got all of them used up in one.
Wow, that's really scary. Would you get back on a motorcycle after that?
It'd probably take me a while. I have to get on a motorcycle first, which I eventually want to do.
Yeah.
This just blows my mind. But in the state of Pennsylvania, you don't have to wear a helmet on a motorcycle. It's your option.
Wow.
So if Clooney was in that situation without a helmet, boom. Severe injuries, at least. So I don't understand.
He would probably be dead.
Yeah. I fly home and see my family. And I'm on the highway, and there's dudes on the motorcycles, no helmet. I'm like, I get the freedom you want of not wearing a helmet, but at the end of the day, dude, you get an accident, man. You are messed up.
That is just crazy.
Stephen Colbert has been beating Jimmy Fallon in total viewers for 3 years. But now, for the first time, Colbert also finished a season, an entire season, with a better rating in the coveted demographic of 18 to 49-year-old That's the core demo for those guys. In fact, this is The Late Show's first season-long demo win over The Tonight Show since the 1994-95 season. That's back when David Letterman was running the show.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty big.
Back when they were number one, when the CBS was number one, this was the number one song in the country. So The Late Show averaged 3.81 million viewers this season. The Tonight Show had 2.4 million. That's a big win for The Late Show. And then Kimmel was in third place with 2.04 million.
It's a lot of millions.
That is.
Do you think they watch it live, or do you think they're watching it on their DVRs?
I think they count like the 3 days and 5 days. So watch it on the DVR within 3 days and five, I think that all counts. I don't think it's live anymore. I think they count the DVRs within a certain amount of days.
There's not a lot of shows I watch live, except for Jeopardy. I watch Jeopardy live.
I was watching it last night a little bit. Man, yeah. Jeopardy, James. The guy's unstoppable.
And that's the only reason I watch. I wasn't religious about it, but now I have to make sure I watch to make sure James wins.
I feel bad for the other contestants. This is a woman last night who was in the hole deep. Lisa was her name.
Seriously, how sad do you think they are when they show up all ready to play and they say, and this is James, you'll be faced. What? No!
I love how he starts down bottom with the big numbers. For 1,000. Go for the big money. Time to win right now. Summer Jam Girl Power happening a week from tonight, next Thursday, over at the Cosmopolitan with Ellie Goulding, Ava Max. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up.
We have two categories to choose from, so pick the one you want. Pick your partner. Get 6 in 60 seconds, and you win. Caller 20 plays, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Ashley!
Hey!
Hey, you're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up!
Woo!
All right, pick a category. You have two to choose from, Ashley. Do you want to go with Brotherly Love or On the Tablet?
Brotherly Love.
Brotherly Love it is. Brother's Day is May 24th, so that's tomorrow, okay? So these are all famous brothers, okay?
Oh, okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll pick your Mercedes.
Okay.
Ashley, you've got 60 seconds on the clock, and you get 6 correct. You're going to Summer Jam next Thursday. You start now.
It was Michael, Tito, Jackie.
Jackson?
Yes. This is Donnie. He's a new kids on the block, and they make hamburgers. Yes. This is Nick and Kevin and...
Jackson.
Who's that?
Jonas.
Yes. This is... they invented the airplane?
Wright Brothers.
Yes. This is Alec and Steven.
Baldwin.
Yes. This is they are the redhead, the royal redhead.
Weasley twins?
No, the royal redhead that just got married to Meghan Markle.
Prince Harry and Prince William.
Yeah! Woo! Oh my god, we got it! Nice job, Ashley!
Thank you!
Oh my, I really thought there's no way we're going to get this.
Like 15, 20 seconds to spare.
That is incredible. Great job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ashley, you'll be at Summer Jam next Thursday at the Chelsea over at the Cosmopolitan with Ellie Goulding, Ava Max, Allie Brooke, Madison Beer, and Fletcher. Way to go.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll see you there, Ashley, and you'll have a chance to win some tickets coming up with Heads Up. In the 8 o'clock hour, we will have your passes to see Janet Jackson, her new Metamorphosis residency at the Park Theater.
Halsey on Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning. And coming up 1 hour from right now, we have your tickets to go check out One Republic when they come to town in September. Oh, man, school will be back in session then.
Yeah, you'll be back. No. We're already looking at you coming back. But for now, summer starts tomorrow. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of Clark County School District students and their brave teachers are calling it quits for the year today. Today also begins a lot of days, several days of graduations, as the seniors are going to be preparing to get their diplomas and move into that next chapter. They're saying if you're graduating, they want to celebrate your achievements by using the hashtag CCSDGoes2. on social media, and seniors are encouraged to share where they're going after they're graduating, whether it's college, military, technical school, whatever they plan on doing. But you see at a lot of these graduations, the college ones that have been happening for the last couple of weeks, there's a lot of big name celebrities that address the crowd, the commencement speeches. I think that the one we've heard about the most has to be the guy who paid the tuition for everyone at Morehouse College, or the student loans.
Everyone graduating debt-free. It's a nice feeling.
That is a nice feeling. I saw Jennifer Garner. She gave the commencement speech at her alma mater, Denison University in Ohio, and she offered 8 life tips for the graduates, which I thought were really good. If you were giving a commencement speech, what would be the one life tip you would offer to kids graduating from high school? 702-364-9400 or college. I'll go over some of these and see what you think. She says, don't walk down the Grand Canyon to see what it looks like from the bottom. It's great from the top. You should do that. But when you get to the bottom, it's just a big hill and it's a pain in the bleep to climb back up.
That's great advice. You're graduating, thinking about doing a trip this summer?
Don't go down to the bottom. Stay at the top. Don't smoke and don't vape, she says. We know vaping smells like maple syrup or pineapple or cotton candy, whatever it is. But now that you're going to be adulting, it's not cute. Just don't do it. Do you think vaping's cute?
No, I don't. And then the people, they get the big drag out of it and they blow it out. It's like a smoke screen. The car in front of you opens, puts the windows down, and the smoke just comes out.
Oh my! Or you're walking somewhere and you don't realize the person in front of you has it, and then all of a sudden you're like, "What is that?" It doesn't look very cute. Sorry, but it's the truth. She says, "I'm going to say this because everyone says it, but you won't listen because nobody does." But nothing looks better in your 50s than sunscreen in your 20s. She says, when it comes to Halloween costumes, go funny over sexy. Why would you dress like a flirty nurse when you could be a mailbox? Oh, that's a great idea for Halloween costume, mailbox.
Yeah, jot that down.
What is your advice to grads? 702-364-9400. It could be serious. It could be funny. But what would you really want grads to know as they take this step into the future? Some of the other things that she said were mixed signals are not mixed signals. They're a no. And she says, impose self-discipline around 3 things. Have a book on your bedside table at all times and read it, obviously. Be in charge of your consumption of social media. And foster a sense of humor about yourself, because otherwise you run the risk of being boring. Okay, so what would you say? What would your advice to grads be?
Well, I would tell the graduating class to, when you get a job, to pay yourself first, meaning save. You get a paycheck, contribute to your 401k if your company offers it, save. Pay yourself first. Take some money out and save. What do they say, 10% or something? Just if you do it, start saving. It's going to add up fast.
Yeah,
it'll help you out in the long run.
Even if it's like $5 or $10.
Just something.
Just put
save.
Something.
Yeah, pay yourself first before you go out and buy whatever outfit you're spending your money on, or dinner, whatever. Pay yourself. And I know probably your first job, for me too, I'm like, pay myself. And I didn't pay myself because I was getting paid pennies. But if you can, pay yourself first.
I think I would say my advice to grads would be don't go crazy with the credit card. That was a big thing for me, man. When I was in college, they gave me my first credit card, and I thought, oh, this is free money. I didn't realize you had to actually pay it back.
Right.
And I got myself into so much trouble with it. My aunt had to bail me out because my dad was so disgusted with me that he wouldn't allow him and my mom to do it.
But they make it so easy, though. I remember on campus, the Discover card. If I sign up, I get a free T-shirt. I need a T-shirt. Let me sign up.
Yeah, I agree. That would be it. And then also not to take yourself too seriously. It's kind of like that thing about having a sense of humor about yourself. If you take yourself so seriously and you don't laugh at yourself every once in a while, it's just, it makes people not want to be around you. They're always worried about offending you. I don't know. I think you got to laugh at yourself every once in a while.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. All right, we got the hot 3 coming up. What do you have?
Okay, well, this was the most powerful thing I have seen in a long time. UMC staff gives a hero walk to someone who passed away this week. We're going to talk about that. Also, What jobs make you the most dateable? And a suspect says he will turn himself in only if this happens first. What are his demands? We'll tell you coming up next in the Hot 3.
First, more reaction to our top story. Breaking news this morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Cabinets Now, their summer blowout sale.
We have to post this on our Facebook page. If you haven't seen it yet, it truly is one of the most powerful things I've ever seen. UMC staff took time yesterday to pay tribute to 18-year-old Michael Sigler for donating his organs. Sigler was in a motorcycle crash on Friday. He had been on life support. This was UMC's first honor walk, and staff members lined the hallway as Sigler made his final journey from the UMC Trauma Center to the operating room for the organ donation. His mother says that he saw the precious gift that is life and that he had made the decision just 2 months earlier to be an organ donor. He had just received his cap and gown for graduation from Cimarron High School on the day of the crash, and he was on his way after school to help a friend with homework when he collided with a car. The CEO of UMC said that yesterday their team had the unique privilege of paying their respects to a true hero who will continue to touch the lives of others. With his organ donation, he will be saving 9 lives.
It's amazing. In the video, it's just unbelievable.
I was in tears. I was just, it's really amazing. So I highly recommend you look at it, and I highly recommend you become an organ donor, just looking at what this young man has done for so many people. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I just remember an episode of Grey's Anatomy and watching it, and it's someone comes in there and they're in dire need of an organ, and then they come in with a big announcement. We got one, and everyone's all excited. And it was the one episode where everyone all got excited, and then a couple of nurses were just very somber. I'm like, we got the organ. I'm like, well, that, you know, let's stop and think what that means.
Yeah.
Then someone else, there's a reason why you're getting that organ. Let's stop and reflect on that. And I don't think people think that when they think, oh, the organ came through. We this is amazing. There's a story behind why you have that organ.
What side of it are you on?
Yeah.
Are you the donor? And his family, Michael Sigler's family, just the hurt in their voices, the hurt and the pain, but also knowing that they're going to help. And then that those families, those 9 families that are
call
affected.
Their lives are going to change now.
Yeah, it's crazy. Also this morning, if you want to be more dateable, it's easy. Just go knock out a quick decade of medical school and boom, you're golden. A new survey asked single people what jobs make a person dating and relationship material. And doctor or nurse is number one, followed by teacher or professor, veterinarian, firefighter or police officer, and engineer or architect. Okay, finally this morning, there's a 29-year-old guy named Jose Sims in Torrington, Connecticut, and he's wanted by the cops right now for failure to appear in court. So he offered the police a deal. He said he will turn himself in if his wanted poster on Facebook gets 15,000 likes.
Oh, gosh.
The cops took the deal, and they promoted it hard, and it looks like it's going to work out for the cops. The Facebook post with Jose's wanted poster hit 1,500 likes in less than one day, or 15,000 likes in one day. There's no word yet on whether Jose has followed through on his end of the deal.
Hey, you know, speaking of deals, you and I made a deal yesterday on the show.
What did we make a deal
with? If Jeopardy James lost, you and I were going to streak.
Oh, yeah.
We don't got a streak today.
We don't have a streak, and that was the last time that deal will ever happen.
Making deals works. That's the bottom line. It's Eastside. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. Last day of school for many of you today. What a glorious day it's going to be.
Oh, man. That's exciting. There's nothing like the last day of school. It's just so much fun.
I had kind of a childhood flashback from something earlier in the show that you did in What's Trending. We're talking about that All in the Family and the Jeffersons live reboot thing they did last night.
Yeah.
That was before our time as kids, but I remember that show would like be on and I don't like syndication.
It was like
reruns, Nickelodeon stuff, but shows like All in the Family, MASH, all those shows, I guess from the 70s, scared me because of like the graininess of the camera. Like, it's not a crisp picture like we have today.
I know what you mean.
But it was some kind of graininess. And I remember just being little and I didn't know nothing about the characters. I couldn't register. But just seeing a show like All in the Family, MASH, and even some late 70s, early 80s shows. It was just a grainy screen. And for some reason, that scared me. It was scared me as a child.
I was scared because, especially at like black and white shows, because I just didn't understand why they were black and white.
Yes.
And I'd get bored. It would really just, I would not pay attention. That's why I've never seen a lot of movies that are in black and white, like Casablanca, I've never seen.
Uh-huh.
And it's ridiculous. I don't know why, but I totally get what you're saying.
Was there a TV character or TV show that scared you as a kid or as an adult? Are you scared of a certain celebrity for whatever reason, the way they look, something they did, a movie they've been in?
Oh, there is a celebrity that scares me so badly. So badly. 702-364-9400 is our number. You can call or text us there. There's a celebrity that's a big celebrity now. He's been a big celebrity for a long time. I'm a fan of this celebrity's work. A big fan. However, if I ever saw them on the street, I would never say a word. I'd never approach them because they terrify me so badly. And it's Samuel L. Jackson. I'm so scared of him. He seems like he would yell at me if I said, like, Samuel L. Jackson, I'm a big fan. What? Like, I just picture him yelling at me. I'm so scared of him.
I could see that just because of the characters that he's played, right?
Yes.
What about this one from Michael Jackson, Thriller? Is it Vincent Price that does the laugh at the end of Thriller? The famous laugh at the end.
Oh, that creature's cry.
Yes.
Search of blood. He's since passed, right?
Yeah, I think he's dead.
I think this is it.
It's at the beginning.
Oh, man, that part, though. Yeah, that's scary, too. He is a scary celebrity. Who else? Just got a text here from Wayne. He says, my name's Wayne. The witch from The Wizard of Oz gives me nightmares to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was terrifying. I mean, when I would watch that movie and the second she came on, you know, at the beginning when she's not technically the witch, she's just the neighbor.
Yeah, and she's in black and white, too, by the way.
Yes.
Double whammy.
That was more like brown and white,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was.
Why is that brown and white and then there's black and white? It's so bizarre. Emily, good morning.
Good morning. I've always been afraid of Gene Wilder. Ever since I watched him in, like, the original Willy Wonka, something about just the music, and he's creepy to me. So I couldn't watch him in any other movie. But yeah, ever since I was a little kid, I couldn't. Even if I look at his picture on Google, it freaks me out, and I can't. I won't give him another chance.
That tunnel scene on the boat in Willy Wonka really messed me up for a long time.
Were you and I just talking about the grandparents in Willy Wonka and how lazy they were? First off, who knows what they were doing?
Sharing a big, gigantic
sharing a big bed. Okay, grandparents are into that. We're not going to judge. You have your fun, grandparents. But he's so lazy, all of a sudden, Candy's involved, and he's up and on his feet, ready to rock and roll.
Oh, like, oh, I've got a golden ticket. Oh, I haven't moved in 40 years, but now all of a sudden, here I am. I'm ready to go see everyone.
I didn't understand that as a kid.
I didn't
that movie,
either.
Like, why are the grandparents in a bed not moving around? And why are they in the same bed?
I didn't understand why my grandparents didn't do that with each other.
Yes.
Because my grandma and my grandpa slept in separate beds. It wasn't always that way. At what age do you do that? Because my grandma slept upstairs in a bedroom, and then my grandpa slept downstairs in the basement. We never slept together. I couldn't figure that out.
My wife's grandparents, I remember, when they passed, going to their house, they had same bedroom, but two twin beds.
Aww.
Separated with a nightstand. And I think when they wanted to get a little, frisky, they push them together.
That's a lot of work.
That is.
Just stay on one bed. You don't need all that room. There's plenty of ways
and
to work around.
And there's the risk of the bed kind of like
in the middle.
In the middle.
You
and you fall to the floor.
Poor grandma. Oh, my tailbone.
Grandma's like, your tailbone.
Oh, man. I never understood that.
All right.
Christopher Walken, Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kendall the Clown from the first It movie. These are all celebrities that still scare us.
Oh, those are good ones.
I know.
That is is Dean Lewis. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Your chance to win $1,000 is coming up in 3 minutes.
It's time for some Daily Dirt.
I love it.
I love it.
Love it.
All the latest celebrity news starts now. Mix 94.1.
There are some rumblings at the Today Show.
Rumble.
A few gossip-based sites are mentioning that they might be moving Carson Daly up and Hoda down.
No, I love Hoda.
Hoda stepped in after Matt Lauer got the heave-ho, right?
Yeah.
I guess ratings are not doing too good for the Today Show. And so, again, these are gossipy-based sites, but these sites sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire kind of deal.
I thought they were doing great. That's what I had heard, that they were back to number one.
Listen, sister, the thing, there's so many different ratings, too. Depends what you look at.
Okay.
You know, there's adults, there's women, there's men, there's so many different things, but it's just interesting rumblings. Ellen has been hosting her show for 16 years, and she's signed on to host the show through 2022, so Ellen is not going anywhere. Kim Kardashian, she's putting her new baby, Psalm. Is she putting her baby at risk? So she recently revealed Psalm West. Now, the picture shows the baby in a crib with excess padding and blankets. Some of her followers think the baby could be at risk for sudden infant death syndrome.
But it depends on how is it set up, because sometimes before they had those like little pads that you can literally put right around your baby. Mm-hmm. I didn't have one of those, so I would just roll up two blankets really tight, so it kind of kept the baby in place. I don't know. I'd have to see it. If there's a ton of them, yeah, that's a risk for anyone.
Yeah. But it's just like someone posts an innocent picture, and it's just on social media, people got attacked.
Oh, no matter what, there will be a reason. That they'll find like the littlest thing in the picture and say, like, you know, that's really dangerous. Really? It's just like a picture of my kid eating breakfast.
Yes.
Come on.
Relax. I have a buddy that posted a picture driving, snowing, lives up north, and there was some snow. And it was just a picture of driving. People shouldn't drive in Texas. His response, look at the angle of the video. I'm the passenger, dummy. Like, people are accusing him. The video is coming from the right-hand side of the vehicle. You think I'm driving on the right? No, come on.
On the other side of that, I saw some article a few weeks back about a woman who posted a selfie, and it used a flash. And the way the flash flashed into her eyeballs, some eye doctor saw it. And they're like, that doesn't look right. Your eye should not flash that way. You might have some sort of a disorder. She went in and she had like some tumor behind her eye. Yeah. And so it saved her life. So on that end, if you're offering helpful
advice. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Do you have any odd eating habits? Because Chrissy Teigen does. She has a sandwich addiction and she can't stop. And she's eating these sandwiches right before she goes to bed. So John Legend is the one who makes her the sandwiches. Usually ham and cheese with mayonnaise and butter.
Ew.
Part of me, that sounds kind of good for some reason. Maybe I'm just hungry.
That does not sound good to me.
She eats one half before going to sleep. Then at some point in the middle of the night, she'll wake up and then eat the other half.
Sleep eating. You haven't lived unless you, as a kid, would put your chips in your sandwich that you took in your lunch to school. And then you put the chips in there, and then you put the top of the sandwich on, and you smush it.
Mm.
Sandwiches with chips in it were the best.
Well, Chrissy Teigen says, it's just become a thing, and I cannot stop. I'm going to try that mayonnaise and butter. Here's another thing about commenting on people's pictures. So Steph Curry's wife, Aisha, she shared a family photo to celebrate the Golden State Warriors Western Conference win. And someone asked if she was pregnant again.
Because she had a belly?
She says, sense of humor, absolutely not. My 30-pound son is just breaking my back in every photo. She's kind of holding her son. It kind of looks like where she's just hunched in a different way. Her 30-pound son, her son is 10 months old. So some people felt like it was open season then to comment on her baby size.
Ay, ay, ay.
After a few jokes, someone said maybe portion control his food a bit. And that's when Aisha lost it, saying, excuse you? She shot back going, no, just no.
Wow. People are so brave.
Medically speaking, though, a 10-month-old child should be 18 to 20 pounds.
Should be according to what? An outdated growth chart?
I don't know. I just Googled it.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
I like overweight babies, personally. I really do.
Well, the thing is, like, you just don't... If you look at some of those size charts, for anyone, even adults, like, doesn't it say Arnold Schwarzenegger is obese according to his... height and weight. I don't think they're that accurate. Now, I don't know. I've never seen a picture of her baby, but
it's cute.
It's like, it's cute.
Chubby
on.
Cheeks. Hey, look at you, little chubby cheeks.
I don't like that. The last day of school, Clark County. How exciting.
And will you leave school and toss your books up in the air?
I did.
You did that? That should be our, that can be our social media post after the show today. You and I walking out the back and just throwing our papers up in the air. Woo-hoo!
It's different now, though, because my kid never has papers. She just has a laptop.
I was going to say, you don't want to throw that laptop and your iPad, or you don't want to throw that stuff up in the air. Maybe just get some empty papers, just some loosely papers, and toss them in the air.
You know, because we don't care about the environment.
Then the next video will be you and I picking up all the papers.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. We didn't. We'll take this to the recycle bin immediately. No, that's really cool. Very exciting. We're going to miss you guys over the summer. Please don't forget about us. We're here. And now you'll be able to sleep in, wake up naturally, let your body wake up naturally in your room and look at, you know, whatever the theme is of your room. And your rooms still have themes. Do people have themes for rooms? Actually, my kids don't have themes. They have like colors. They don't have a theme in their room. Did you have a room theme when you were a kid?
I did. Well, my theme when I was a younger teen was cars.
Cars?
Cool posters of cars. Lamborghinis.
Oh, not like the Disney movie Cars.
No.
That came out a little later.
Mustangs, Camaros, just cool looking cars. And then as I transitioned later on in my teen years, it became girls. Cindy Crawford.
That was your actual theme?
I had like 3 Cindy Crawford posters in my bedroom. And I think my dad, when I went away to college, they took them all down, obviously. And I think my dad saved them.
Did you have a bedspread? See, the way I define bedroom theme is if your bedspread dictated what your theme was of the room. Did you have a bedspread ever with characters on it? Did you have a character type bedspread? What was your bedroom theme? 702-364-9400 growing up, if you had one.
What would you, did you have, because I'm trying to, I think I remember that. Now that's going, that's going preteen, my theme to bedspread. What was yours?
Well, as a child, my mom wallpapered my room. It was just a flowers theme. She wallpapered it, but the wallpaper matched the bedspread. So it was like full on, it was a blue and white flowers and it just all over bed. It's kind of blended in with the wall because it was up against one of the wallpapered walls. I never had an actual cartoon or any sort of theme like that. But my brother, he did. He had like a DC themed room.
Nice.
I remember his bedspread had Superman, Wonder Woman, was Shazam. It had Shazam. And one other person. Batman? Is Batman DC?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then it was Batman. And I remember I was always like, oh, I love the Wonder Woman one. But his bedroom theme was DC. And he was not into the Marvel universe. Now I bet he's regretting that one. But what was your bedroom theme? Jade, did you have a theme?
I did. It was New Kids on the Block, which is fitting because I'm going to the concert this weekend.
Oh my gosh, the Mix Tour. The Mixtape yeah. Tour is here. I totally forgot about that. So did you have the actual comforter and everything?
Yeah, I had the bed. I even had the phone. I had posters, sleeping bag, everything.
Man, that's taking it to a whole new level. Yeah. But you're not alone because we're getting a bunch of texts. People are saying New Kids on the Block bedroom. This one was Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh, yeah. With all the stuff. They had lamps. They had phones. They had the bedspreads. All of that.
Did you ever have a canopy bed? My sister got one of these canopy beds. It was just a bed with like a roof on top of it.
I did not, but my friend did. That was like the rich kids thing.
Oh, was that a rich thing?
Where I lived.
Sure,
that
sure.
Was where
absolutely. Rich.
The girl.
Silver spoons.
Not like that, but they lived in the house next to us, uh-huh. But they were really rich and they had fancy stuff. And I remember I loved to spend the night because she had a canopy.
Did she?
I was like, these guys are so rich. Oh my gosh. And then the brother had a waterbed.
Oh.
So they were really, really rich. I remember just thinking, this is insane. Who lives like this?
the Fernandezes did with our canopy beds.
Well, it could have been different on the East Coast. Maybe it was a totally different thing, but that I thought those were so cool.
My sister got one, and I don't know the backstory behind it, but I do remember though as a kid taking stuff and throwing it on top of her canopy. So like a toy or something. So she would go to bed and there'd be stuff all on top of her canopy bed.
And would she like have to?
She would have to get like a stick or something
to push it off.
Yeah, the flat of her canopy bed. This text, stupid canopy bed.
The text just came in and says my entire room was Beauty and the Beast. Even had the balcony scene painted on the wall in a mural. This one says I had a Mardi Gras themed room. I had beads on my wall and masks with a purple, green, and gold comforter. Kaylee, what was your bedroom theme?
It was NSYNC, and I put posters all over my wall. I even had them hanging down from the ceiling with string.
Did you have the dolls too? I remember all the NSYNC dolls.
Yes, I still have everything packed in a box to this day.
Have you ever thought about selling it? I bet you could get a lot of money for it.
I know, but I can't let anything go.
Or just set it up. Imagine setting it up and your husband comes home, boyfriend comes home. Like, what is this? Like, it's our new theme to our bedroom.
Why?
NSYNC.
You don't want an NSYNC theme? If you had to pick a theme for yourself right now, you have to pick a bedroom theme.
I would go with wrestling. I would go WWE theme.
Do you think your wife would be
come
okay
home,
with
like,
that?
Why is there what are those things called? The fat heads?
Oh, yeah. Who's fathead would you put up there?
Why is The Rock's fathead in our bedroom? What would you guys do?
I think I would pick a sports theme, like a Golden Knights or a Yankees theme bedroom. I feel like that's the only safe thing that we'd be okay, both of us.
Why is a Marc-Andre Fleury?
with the hockey stick right above our bed. I owe to Marc-Andre. Love him.
All right, coming up, we got the hot three. What do you have?
All right, so... What are you doing that's making people dislike you? There are five things that we may be doing. We'll tell you what they are. Also, 80% of us get frustrated by this at least once a day. And a guy gets his nursing degree, and wait until you hear about the circumstances surrounding it. It's really cool, very inspirational, and we'll tell you all about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
The latest news updates happen now. It's the Mercedes Hot 3 Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is brought to you by Cabinets Now, their summer blowout sale.
80% of Americans say they get frustrated by technology at least once a day. This is according to a new survey. And for 30% of us, it happens more than five times a day, including 3% who say it happens more than 20 times per day. Do you get frustrated by technology?
Not like angry, but this, yeah, of course. So usually with Wi-Fi or something, and usually at my house, we have a wireless printer. And a lot of times I'll hit the print button and I'll just like, I see it waiting to print. There's something going on. It's just a reboot to redo it, but I'll get frustrated.
No connection.
Yeah, I need like an IT guy at my house.
The device that gives us the most trouble is our phone, followed by our computer and our internet router. Some of the biggest issues that frustrate us the most is, like you said, various Wi-Fi issues, trouble connecting to a Wi-Fi hotspot, connecting to Wi-Fi, but there's still no internet, slow downloads or buffering, and trouble logging in or signing up.
When you have, with your Apple Watch, if someone sends you a picture, does the picture pop on it or just text messages?
No, the picture will pop up.
Oh, on the little on the watch face like that?
Yeah. Like I have a bunch of texts here that I haven't gone through yet. But if there's a picture,
you have to open it though, right? If I text you a picture, the picture just doesn't pop up on your...
I don't know. Text me a picture. I think it pops up. I'm pretty sure it pops up. Oh, gosh.
This
when
could be
JC
fun.
When JC sends you a picture, be worried.
Let me see what I can find here.
Something safe for work. You know you won't offend me, but just in case Jocelyn's little eyes catch a sight of it.
Alan's going to do the last picture I took.
Okay.
It's a selfie.
I didn't think anything, it would be anything other than a selfie. Okay, let's see. You're sending it. Oh, it's not coming up on my watch for some reason.
Oh, give it a minute. Give it a minute.
Okay. I see it coming up on my computer. There we go.
Oh, you have to click it. It doesn't pop open.
Oh, okay. Look at you.
Hey,
just me. Just a man in black hanging out by the pool.
Hey, girlfriend.
What were you doing out there that made you want to...
I just wanted to take a picture of my outfit last night.
Why? Now I'm trying to get a better look at it here.
Because I felt like a hobo. I just I had my slippers on and just sweatpants, and I just took a picture of myself
by the pool. Here's my pool deck. And here's me.
Just outside.
And it's the very serious JC.
I think if you would have panned around the other side, there would be a picture of Jax going number two right in front of me.
Oh,
looking at
awesome.
Me, looking at me going, what are you doing, man? Why are you taking a picture of yourself?
Also this morning, we all want to be liked, right? But if you try too hard, it can actually backfire on you. So here are five things that can instantly make people like you less, okay? Number one, humble bragging. That's when you pretend to be self-deprecating, but you're really saying something positive about yourself. People see right through it, and it's a total turnoff. The humble brag, number one. Number two, including a smiling emoji in work emails. Smiling in person makes people like you, but emojis can make you seem less competent, especially in a professional setting. Ugh.
Yeah. Hmm.
I was sending a bunch of emails trying to book some guests last night. And I put emojis in there with the smiley face.
I do the same thing. I try to act like you know, like cool and loosey goosey. It sounds good. Smiley face. Thumbs up.
I probably won't be hearing back from anyone. This is why no one responds.
Who
were
you working on booking last night?
I'm just working on some.
Oh,
stuff.
Oh, I know you were working on the one we talked about.
Yeah, that and a couple of other ones that just keep trying, keep pushing.
That's the way guests work.
Using an extreme close-up as your profile picture is another thing that you may be doing that makes people dislike you. According to research, 4.5 feet is the best distance between you and the camera lens.
Uh-oh.
Pictures taken from a foot or two away makes you seem less trustworthy.
Are we talking about Facebook, Instagram, all of it?
Yeah, selfie man.
Well, let me see. What is my Instagram profile picture? Oh, that's 4 feet. I'm 4 feet.
The cigar one?
No, my Instagram one. It's me in the studio. It's definitely 4 feet.
Okay.
What's yours?
It's from the workplace. Yeah.
La-di-da. You changed it.
Yeah, I changed it like a while ago.
Looks good.
Oh, thanks. My Twitter one's the same. And then sharing too many photos of the same people is one way to make people not like you. And then never talking about yourself. Asking questions is a common tip we hear because most people like talking about themselves, but you can't ask too many. And when you never talk about yourself, it's harder for people to feel close to you.
Oh, that last one's interesting. Finding that fine balance then.
Yeah. I'll talk about myself to a point, but I have a very like solid line that I won't talk about other things. So if people even near it, like I had this one friend who just genuine concern, like I could tell she genuinely cares. But I would ask all these questions, and at some point, I'm like, I'm not answering them anymore. Like, I'm done. And that's on me. That's me not wanting to open myself up and to be vulnerable. So that's something I have to get over.
But then I think they're saying they're in the conversation, though. They're asking about you. Are you getting angry at them for not talking about themselves? Is that what that's saying?
Yeah. So it's saying, I ask a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah.
I try to put, you know, in person, I try to put people in at ease and ask questions and be interested. But then when it's turned around, I get uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
I don't like answering them. So what they're saying
turn
is
it back.
Answer them. Uh-huh. All right. Finally, this morning, this is a great story. 29-year-old Frank Baez moved to New York from the Dominican Republic when he was 15. He barely spoke any English, but he managed to land a job as a janitor at NYU's nursing school to support his family. And check out how far he's come. The janitor job got him interested in medicine. So he applied for another job as a patient transporter, wheeling people around for tests and surgeries. And he was just great with patients. He eventually left that job, though, to get his bachelor's degree at Hunter College. And he was the first person in his family to ever graduate. But he knew he wanted to work in healthcare. So after that, he applied to NYU, the same school where he worked as a janitor. And on Monday, he got his nursing degree. He finished with a 3.6 GPA from an accelerated program that allowed him to graduate in 15 months. And he's already set his next goal to become a critical care nurse in the ICU. He says none of it has been easy for him. He just works hard and he refuses to give up.
That's a good story.
I love that story. What is that? Your little attempt at singing
Old Town Road? Yeah, I love that one. There you go. Old Town Road. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning, 8 o'clock hour. Check this out. 8:25, your tickets to go see Janet Jackson. And right before that at 8:20, your chance at $1,000 with our 12K payday. It is the last day of school. What a great way to start your summer break with an extra $1,000.
Yes. But did you have a summer job?
Summer job.
What was your summer job like in high school? Did you have one? I know that you worked at that inn.
Yes, the inn. I would mow lawns. That's how the kid made an income, mowing some lawns. Yeah. What was yours?
I was that mannequin model at a department store. So it was all part of a program called the Junior Board. So like teens, they brought this group of teens in. You had to apply for it. And then they taught us how to mannequin model, runway model, how to apply our makeup, how to style someone. So then we had models come in and we had to style them for a fashion show and we had to get their outfits and stuff. It was a really cool program. And my mom had heard about it. She was shopping in the store and one lady's like, "Do you have a teen daughter? We have this new program starting." And she came home and told me about it. So I applied. It was one of the best jobs ever. It was so much fun.
What was your summer job? 702-364-9400.
We were not even going to talk about
this.
No,
because that's so funny because I've known the mannequin model story before. I've known you for some time now, but I've never known the second layer of it, that it was a whole program thing. We learned different. I just thought you went in and
No. Stood. It was the junior board, and we would have like a makeup artist come in and to teach us how to apply makeup on not just ourselves, but on other people. Then they would teach us how to walk down a runway. And we did a fashion show once. I got to find it. I know my mom has it. Remember the Vogue dance for Madonna?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That was our fashion show. So we all had a choreographed piece in it and we had to do the Vogue dance. That's why, I'm doing the Macarena right now. Come on, Vogue. I knew the whole Vogue dance because we had to do it in the fashion show. And then we would, after the fashion show, we'd go in the outfits that we wore in the fashion show and model in the department store. It was really cool.
That's crazy. When I was cutting lawns, it started with one lawn. Ed Magenheimer asked me to cut his lawn. $15 a week.
What was awesome. Ed Magenheimer like?
Oh, he was, I don't know what he did for a living, but he was like, they had one kid. He was like, they were like the cool couple. He had a cool house. I knew he was into boxing. I remember going to get paid and he had to like boxing memorabilia in his house. I thought Ed was really cool. And he was the first guy to give me a gig cutting his lawn, $15 a week.
Is it possible Ed moved to New York?
No, I think Ed was Florida.
Oh my God, I found him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And Diane was his wife.
Is that Ed Magenheimer?
Oh my God. I think that's him. Because look at him. Does he look like a cool? Like, he looks like.
Hey,
I'm Ed Magenheimer.
Hey, JC, I got a proposition for you.
He was. Does he? Because Ed was from California, and his father would come to town, and I'd come from LA, and I thought it was so cool when Ed Magenheimer's dad would.
What
come.
What was his kid's name?
I think Ed as well, or Eddie.
Oh, not Janelle.
I think he got a divorce and remarried. Might have another kid.
Or maybe Ed is married to. Is this his Eddie? This is your life, JC. I've got Ed Magenheimer on the phone.
Ed, $15 a week he gave me for cutting his lawn.
That
good
is
guy.
Really good.
I know. I felt like I was loaded. $15 a week. I'd go buy no worries in the world. $15 every week. I was set.
And then it just kind of snowballed after that. You started getting all the people thanks to Ed Magenheimer.
Ed was the first. I think my peak summer, I had like 7 or 8 lawns at one time where I was just going nonstop. It was great.
Do you think that, I always think it's interesting how people remember their neighbors' names, and they always sound so great in storytelling, like Ed Magenheimer. And, you know, ours were Dan Varela and the Varelas.
Oh, the Varelas. That's a great neighbor name.
Or Larry Bullock. That was our next-door neighbor. Larry and Phyllis Bullock.
That is a neighbor. If you're casting a TV show, who are they going to be the neighbors? Larry and Phyllis Bullock?
Do you have neighbors with neighbor-type names? Because I don't think, like, we had the neighbor-type names. You know, the Martinez family, the Emilio Martinez family. I don't know. Larry Bullock. Larry and Phyllis Bullock.
Okay, I'll see your Bullock and raise you the McMillans.
Oh, the McMillans. That's such a neighbor name. That's such a neighbor name.
Ed and Nancy McMillan.
Margaret, I know you're calling about your first job, and we want to hear about that. But first, what were your neighbor's names, and do they have a neighbor name?
Oh, my my neighbor's names were some kind of Mexican name. I don't remember.
Maybe we were your neighbors. Maybe it was the Martinez's.
And the Fernandez's are right next to you.
Margaret, what was your first job?
I was a six-foot Oscar Mayer wiener.
A six-foot Oscar Mayer wiener? Oh, my gosh. I remember seeing those costumes. Those look so hard to balance.
Yes. I worked at Great America in Chicago, and I was a six-foot Oscar Mayer wiener, and I had my own bodyguard, which did me no good because the kids still kicked me in the shins. Oh. And tried to push me over and tried to punch me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I mean, when you see an Oscar Mayer wiener, what's your first instinct? Not, yum, looks delicious. It's, I'm going to punch you.
Kick and punch.
Jocelyn, did you have neighbors that had neighborly names?
I honestly don't remember any of my neighbors.
You don't?
No, we were never really friendly. Oh, the LeBlancs. I take it back. James LeBlanc.
The LeBlancs. Hey, go say hello to the LeBlancs. Jocelyn, what was your first job? Summer job.
And don't say interning for Mix 94.1.
I'm serious. I had a job at UNLV. I worked at the Center for Social Justice, but I was already like 20. I never had a summer job.
Whoa.
What did you do during your summers? Just loved life?
Yeah, loved life. Stayed home. Stayed out of trouble.
Live, laugh, love. The sign in everyone's kitchen. Live, laugh, love.
Hank Bischoff down the street.
Oh, yeah?
Hank, that's a neighbor name, right?
I've got you. I see your Hank Bischoff, and I raise you a James and Carmen Lyons.
Oh, the Lyons. Mom, what are we doing tonight? Oh, the Lyons are having a barbecue. Okay, let's go.
The Lyons are coming over. Please clean the house. Oh, we have so many good neighbor names. My favorite. That was Ted Jacobs. He was the real estate agent in the neighborhood. Ted Jacobs, he would give you his business card on Halloween.
I just got a note from my dad. Update on some neighbors that I mentioned.
Oh, no. Did they die?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, so this Mannheimer guy is not the one? Mannheimer?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Either him, I can't tell by my dad's text message, but yeah. Well,
we're going to Coco him and just let everyone know what a great man he was.
I am having a bit of bad luck when it comes to my wallet.
You haven't found it yet, huh?
I have not, no. And I discovered that I lost it. Last time I used it would have been Monday night at Whole Foods. And Tuesday afternoon, I'm getting ready to pull into 7-Eleven to buy some gum. And that's when I realized I don't have my wallet. And I didn't panic because I figured it'd be somewhere at the house, in my car, maybe at Whole Foods. And I went through the whole search process Tuesday night, even yesterday morning, couldn't find the wallet.
Is it a black wallet?
Yes.
I'm just wondering, like, maybe, have you looked here in studio, like...
Turn the lights on.
Put it in a solid around here somewhere.
All right, lights. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh, you found it!
I'm sorry, that was mean.
I got so excited because I went last night and I reordered, I duplicate. Oh, Mercedes is going down. Is it there?
There is something here. Is this your wallet?
Stop teasing me. And she did pull out this, whose gigantic duffel bag is that? Look at all the dust that came out, all the dust bunnies that are flying around here from that thing.
Sorry, that's not your wallet. Okay, go ahead, sorry.
Well, I went last night onto the DMV site and I reordered a duplicate of my driver's license. So that is on the way. But I've yet to cancel my credit cards. They're frozen.
Attention, criminals. Oh, they're frozen?
They're frozen, yeah. They're dummy cards if you find them. But here's the deal, though. So I have no way of buying anything. So I took my wife's American Express card, and I've been using that. So I'm just literally walking around with a credit card in my pocket. I throw it in my bag, and I had to pick up our dry cleaning, and I went and used the American Express. And then I got home to order some food online because I can't go down. I don't have no cash to buy food. So I go to pay for the food online, and I can't find my wife's American Express card.
You lost that now?
I'm like, are you kidding me? It's not in my pant pocket. It's not in my bag. Searching all over the place. I went into started retracing my steps. Thank God it was in the trunk of my car with my dry cleaning. I must have had it in my hand and put the dry cleaning in and it fell out. But I almost lost a second item this week.
That's when your bad luck goes from bad to worse. That's That sucks. And just like the whole wallet thing. What would you rather lose, your wallet or your phone?
Ooh, wallet.
Really?
You?
I think I'd rather lose my phone because I've got everything connected. So I would just deactivate it and then get a new phone.
But, all your pictures are backed up and everything?
Yeah. Mm. As a matter of fact, I just did that last night because I didn't do that before and I lost a bunch of stuff. But anyone have their bad luck go from bad to worse? Or maybe what you need is some positive vibes in your life?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Maybe if there's... When did you have the best luck? Like the best dumb luck ever. 702-364-9400.
Give me some good luck, because that stuff, I'll feel your energy through the phones, and that energy will maybe help me find my wallet.
I'm trying to think of my best dumb luck. Yesterday, I was getting my hair done, and I went to pay, and...
You had your wallet?
I had my wallet, and she said, I'm going to give you a discount today.
Oh!
I was like, for what? She's like, you referred a client to me, and they came in. And they were really nice. I was like, how did I get so lucky? I didn't even know. I forgot I had referred the person to them. It was so nice. So I had some good luck yesterday. I got a discount on my hair.
Looks good and on a discount. God bless it.
Okay, let's talk to Kathy. Kathy, is this a bad luck or a good luck story?
It's kind of both.
Okay.
I dropped my phone. We were getting off my boat and a slip, and it fell down at Las Vegas. So we were kind of drunk, so we're just watching it go down, and the light got lighter and lighter and darker, you know, and all of a sudden we couldn't see it. So we went to the office and said they have divers that go down every once in a while when they put in new slips and everything. So I said, well, if you can go down and find it. So 4 days later, he did go down and find the phone. My credit cards were in there, my driver's license, but the most important thing was that pass. You know, it's a new pass to the park. It's like $80, and I had got it for 5 years ago. So that was the most important. The phone I haven't got back working yet. We're still going to have to take it into Apple. But
you got your pass back.
Yes.
And your ID and credit card. It's so funny that she thinks the park pass. You like the park pass more than you like your phone. Own driver's license and stuff.
I just picture Kathy out there on Lake Mead. And we were trying different things. Smoking funny things. Making my phone.
Jasmine has a comment.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to hear it, though.
Oh, no. Yeah, I want to hear it.
She says it's JC, it's karma JC for not going back and picking up the dog poop the other day.
Oh, I know what you did.
JC was somewhere with this dog, with the dog, and his wife had the dog. The dog went to the bathroom, and she asked JC if he could come pick it up, and he said, okay, sure, but he didn't. He just left it there.
Wait,
someone probably stepped in it.
You paint like it's such a wonderful picture. We were in Temecula at a horse competition in the middle of a field where cars were parked.
Oh, that changes everything.
It's downpouring rain. We were kind of at odds, my wife and I.
Downpour? Like full-on downpour.
Heavy mist.
Oh,
heavy mist.
Okay, it's changing.
She's with the dog, and I just hear... Jax went to the bathroom. And my mind is like, well, pick it up. And she said, will you get it? Like how she's talking. Will you pick it up?
And then did you get it?
And so I'm walking by, and the rain, it was at that point, I'm like, ah.
Someone says, JC, look in your back pocket.
Oh, my gosh.
This person says, I had really good luck. I recently found a wallet. With an ID that I could use. Thanks, JC.
With an American Express and a Visa debit card. Go to town, my friend.
I'm sorry. You know, it will pop up. It'll pop up when you get all your replaced credit cards, when you get your new ID. Then you'll find it. And so the good news, the good luck, is you'll have one of each.
Double.
So you can use it whenever you want.
All right, time to win right now. Some good luck for you. Tickets to go see Janet Jackson, her new Las Vegas residency. Call her 20-702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up.
All right, two categories to choose from this morning. Pick the one you want. Pick your partner. If you get 6 in 60 seconds, you will win. Call her 20, play 702-364-9400.
I always do until my heart is black and blue.
That's a nice little new one there from Andy Grammer called Don't Give Up on Me. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and we're inside 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Melissa.
Hello, guys.
Hey, you're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up.
Woo! Awesome.
Okay, let's get you these Janet Jackson tickets. Pick a category. Do you want to go with grad or the clothes on my back?
Clothes on my back.
Okay, these are all clothes.
Okay.
Types of clothes, things you would wear. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Melissa, you have 60 seconds on the clock. You get six cracks. You're going to go see Janet Jackson, Miss Nasty, if you please.
Yay.
Miss Nasty, if you please.
Is that her nickname?
No, my name ain't Janet. It's Jackson. Or it's Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Oh.
Miss Jackson, if you please.
All right, Melissa, you guys ready? You start now.
All right, this is what you put on if you're cold.
Jacket.
Yes. This is made out of denim. You wear these on your...
Jeans.
Yes. These are what you put on before your shoes.
Socks.
Yes. This is what you would wear. Like, there's an A-line kind. There's a body kind. There's a ball...
Butter?
Like, not pants, but a...
Slacks.
No. Like, you might buy one of these for the prom. A brand new...
Pass.
Oh, okay. This is you might wear this as a button up. You could wear a
sweater.
No, just a regular.
Cashmere.
What?
Cashmere.
No, a guy puts on this in the morning. He buttons it up. No blank, no shoes, no service.
10 seconds.
Don't know.
Okay, this is what you would wear in really cold weather.
Jacket.
No. Oh my god.
That was horrible.
Why did you have such a hard time with that? Oh my goodness, I can't even believe it.
Oh my gosh.
That was the best thing ever, you two.
Well, the first one that we got stuck on was dress. Just like a regular, like a wedding dress or prom dress or whatever.
Good.
And then the other one was a shirt.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Miss Jackson, if you please.
Glad to see my bad luck rubbed off on someone else.
Right.
I'm so sorry, Melissa.
Thank you.
I'm really sorry. I really, dress and shirt. My clothes
was very comical.
My
Thank you for
bad.
The laugh. Thank you for the laugh.
Yeah. We're feeling great about ourselves. All right. That means caller 20, you get these tickets. 702-364-9400.
All right, congratulations to Mary. She got us tickets to go see Janet Jackson. Coming up at 9:10, we got Terrible's Secret Sound. We had a winner yesterday, so we have a new sound. Reset the jackpot at $94, and we'll give you that sound at 9:10.
Hey! Here we go. All the news you need to know. It's the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
Hot 3 is brought to you by Cabinets Now, their huge summer blowout sale.
Hey, really quick, before we get to the Hot 3, want to wish a happy last day of school to Clark County students, especially our buddy Dex, who is listening this morning with his mom, Sarah. They just texted us at 702-364-9400. They listen every morning on the way to school. So, Dex, I guess this is goodbye for the summer.
No.
We're going to miss you and all of you kids who will now be asleep at this time. You know,
it's like a time machine. We'll talk to you in September.
You should still wake up early and keep that schedule going. Get up. Go for a run.
Do this right now. Grab your phone, your parents' phone. Go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, do it on their phone and your phone.
So that way, every day when you wake up, boom, there's the show, commercial free. And you won't miss a beat.
Okay, that's all. This story infuriates me, and I feel like maybe I'm missing some, but a few weeks back, we found a dead rat in our backyard, and it freaked us out. So we had our pest control come out, and they put, like, those rat boxes,
the stations. Yeah.
So it doesn't, like, I was under the impression that it caught them, but apparently it just leaves poison for them to eat.
Yeah, what they do is they eat that bait that's inside that lockbox, and what they'll do is they'll eat the bait, and they start gurgling, and their blood, it gets real thick, and they think water's the cure-all. Well, water will not help them at all. They'll drink water from a pool, but it's chemically treated, so it doesn't do any good. Neither will regular water. But the only downside about having rodent control when you have those boxes, we can't control where they die. So once they eat that rodenticide, they may die in your yard. They may die 2 yards away, but they will die. We just can't control where they die.
Yeah, so our pest control guy tells my husband the other day, he's like, the good news is I didn't see any like rodents in your backyard. And he's like, okay, what's the bad news? He's like, one of the rat boxes, there's no bait left. It's all gone. Which means that they ate it, and they're somewhere.
Somewhere.
This way. And like Corey said, I just keep tiptoeing, like looking around like, please don't let them be here. It's so gross.
Poor rats. Hey, look at this. Timmy, come on over. There's some free food.
It's a buffet. Let's do this. Who's in? Who's in? Let's get this bread.
Water.
What's wrong, Frank? Oh, wow. Let's go in the pool for a little dip. So gross.
Oh, man. Yeah, Corey breaking it down hardcore.
Corey,
right,
thanks
there.
For being the truth teller when it comes to the pest control industry. That's why we love you for so many years.
Yeah.
It's time for Terrible Secret Sound with Mercedes in the Morning. Mix 94.1.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Something's wrong with my... What the heck? Are you hearing that?
No.
I don't hear. Oh. My thing wasn't in. My bad.
So I just looked up.
My thing got unplugged, so I didn't hear anything. I'm so sorry.
I just looked up, and I'm like, oh, let's go. Jocelyn's flailing her arms in the background. I'm like, we got this. We got this.
My plug came unplugged a little bit, just enough so I didn't hear anything in my headphones. But there we go. We're all set.
It was very sweet.
I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Time for the Terrible Secret Sound. We're going to play a brand new sound for you guys this morning. The jackpot has been reset. It's $94. And if no one gets it, we're going to add $25 to the jackpot. It's tough being the first one, but who knows? Stranger things have happened. So here you go. Here is the brand new Terrible Secret Sound. What is that sound? We can't play it again.
No, we can't.
Caller 20, we'll get to hear it again. So if you want to take a guess for $94, some great quick cash, caller 20 gets to take a guess. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Terrible Secret Sound with Mercedes in the Morning. Mix 94.1.
Tierra.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo!
All right, Tierra, first one in. We're going to let you hear the sound again before you put your guess. $94, courtesy of Terrible Herbst on the line. Here is the secret sound. Okay, Tierra, what do you think the secret sound is?
It sounds like a door closing.
Is it a door closing?
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'll try again later.
Yeah, just keep listening, Tierra. We will have another chance. We add $25 to the jackpot tomorrow morning. The Terrible Secret Sound will be worth $119.
Here's what's trending with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Jonas Brothers are trending this morning. They just revealed the official track list for their Happiness Begins album, and there are going to be 14 songs on the record, including Sucker.
I'm a sucker for you.
Cool. Also, yeah. One of the tracks which we play. Other tracks I hadn't heard of yet. Roller Coaster, Don't Throw It Away, Happy When I'm Sad. Happiness Begins will be out on June 7th. You can pre-order the album on iTunes. The Jonas Brothers are going to be in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on October 18th. Also trending this morning, Distraction. A new study's come out, and it says that almost 100% of open office workers, open office, we mean where there's like a community area and you each have your desks, If you work in a situation like that, almost 100% of people say that they are distracted by their coworkers. Loud coworkers, coworkers on the phone, office celebrations, coworkers talking nearby, all of it takes away from our productivity. In fact, 70% of those people said that they would be more productive and concentrate better if the open office chaos was cut down a little bit.
I do like the fact that we're lucky enough to have an office. We can go in there, do our post-show meeting, do social media stuff, and then if we need to close the door for some deeper conversations.
Some privacy. Mm-hmm. Not everyone has that luxury. And you can hear when one person goes through all loud and then people start popping up like a groundhogs. What the? What's going on? You can see their heads over the cubicles. There's always something. There's always someone who makes just a ruckus whenever
there's that one, yeah, like a tornado.
Exactly. And then finally this morning, All in the Family is trending. So ABC staged their live performance of episodes of All in the Family and the Jeffersons last night. And the online reviews have been relatively positive so far. It was hosted by Jimmy Kimmel and the guy who created both shows, Norman Lear, who's 96 years old. I didn't realize he was that old.
Is that who was sitting with Kimmel
That's
in that
him.
Booth?
Yeah, that was him.
He doesn't look 96.
No, not at all. Not that I know what that looks like, but he looked much younger. What were some of the highlights? Well, I thought everyone did a great job. I thought that Marissa Tomei, she stole the show with her portrayal of Edith Bunker. In fact, Woody Harrelson, he played Archie Bunker, and they opened the show singing the show's theme song.
Right away, Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
You were saying earlier, we didn't watch the show the first time around. It was kind of before our time, but The thing that got me were some of the jokes. They didn't change the script at all. They were the real jokes. And I gasped out loud on a lot of them. I couldn't believe some of the jokes that were made. Or maybe I'm way too sensitive now, but I just thought, wow, that's inappropriate. And the audience like, ah, ha, 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 ha.
You went back and Mercedes was showing me, we were watching the original version of last night's episode, and they were using...
Like the yeah, that word. Yeah, they were
freely. And then the audience, when someone says it,
I couldn't believe it.
Laughter from the audience.
Now, the Jeffersons episode I thought was fantastic too. Jamie Foxx played George Jefferson. Now, a couple of things. He was the only actor from either show to mess up. He actually messed up in the All in the Family episode. He had a bit of a flub and he acknowledged it on the air.
But you know, we were broke. So all we could afford, all could we all is live. Everyone sitting at home just think their TV just messed up.
Was it live East Coast and West Coast, or once live for the East Coast and then we got the tape delay?
I think we got the tape delay. I enjoyed it. I had never seen the shows, and I thought that the stories were really interesting. One other highlight for me, Jennifer Hudson, she sang the Jeffersons theme live, and she was awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, we're moving on up to the east side, to that deluxe apartment in the sky.
And then, who played the original, the Jefferson's housekeeper?
Florence?
Yes.
Marla Gibbs?
And she played herself last
she
night.
She played her old role. It was really cool. She's 87 years old now, and she returned as the role of Florence the Maid on The Jeffersons. It was very cool, and that is what's trending.
Selena Gomez, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
That's it for us on a Thursday. Wow, this week went by fast. Tomorrow, Friday, right ahead of a Memorial Day weekend. Last day of school for Clark County. Hope to see you back tomorrow. We'll have more tickets for you to check out. One Republic, Janet Jackson, Summer Jam passes. Of course, the Terrible Secret Sound returns at $119. Right now, it's time for the line of the day.
And all week long, we are giving away tickets to go see Janet Jackson. Well, it could help if I got her nickname right. All right, Melissa, you have 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 cracks. You're going to go see Janet Jackson. Miss Nasty, if you please.
Yay.
Miss Nasty, if you please.
Is that her nickname?
No, my name ain't Janet. It's Jackson. Or it's Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Oh. Here's the actual line. Yeah, I got it wrong.
No, my first name ain't baby. It's
Janet, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
I kind of like your version. Miss Jackson, if you please. Or Miss Nasty, if you please.
You want to play Janet Jackson on the way out here?
Hey, why not?
Nasty, let's do it, baby. Come on, let's get crazy. All right, that'll do it for show number 971 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show? Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates online now at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning.
Give me a beat!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.